Woke up and I see snow.
Sorry, it's almost May. It's May. How you doing, man?
Doing good, good. What's up, Mike?
So you got a new $3 million incentive package.
Yeah. I'm excited, man. I got some goals to go get. I'm thankful for Elway to be able to give me that and give me an opportunity to go make some more money this year. And I'm going to try to go get it all. Sure.
A lot of them are tied into the team.
Yeah.
Doing well, too.
Oh, yeah. I like that, too, because, it's about winning this league, and you want to have players that can help bring guys along to help win. And that's my main focus, try to bring these young cats along. Last year was unacceptable as a team, and this year, putting that in my contract, it's going to make me make sure these guys are on the same page as me and how I think on the field and preparing for games.
What will life be like without Lee?
Yeah.
The no-fly zone still exists? Is there a new chapter of it now?
Oh, yeah, it still exists. I brought that here. I started that, and, it's not going nowhere. So as long as I'm here, I'm making plays, it's going to be no-fly zone, and we still love Akib. I know he's very happy where he's at right now. Just was with him this past weekend. So that chapter's over with him. Now it's time for Roby and whoever is going to step up as that third CB to come along and still be top five pass defense every year. That's the standard here.
With Akib not here, do you think you'll get thrown at even less? And what can you do to make more plays even if that happens?
I'm praying I get thrown out more, so hopefully I'll be able to match up with more number one receivers more and kind of force those teams to really throw at me even more. So I'm not just playing in the slot, playing everywhere, being able to match up with any type of receiver that we got on our list. I know we got Doug Baldwin first, so that's a guy that I've played against before, so that's one guy I'm focusing on for upcoming season to top out the year.
You mentioned Seattle there. What stood out to you when you saw the schedule when it came out last week?
I like it, man. Finally, we got a bye week later. I think that's going to be huge. We got some great games, great competition, but I think we can get a fast start rolling, kind of like we did last year, but try to maintain that through the year.
You mentioned last year was unacceptable. What is one of the biggest things you guys want to improve on the defense, the secondary specifically?
It was our red zone defense. I think you see us in the field, you see us on third down, man. We were tough, and we still finished top five in a lot of categories. But our red zone was terrible. We gave up too many passing touchdowns. Guys weren't on the same page. We just panicked a lot in that red zone. So I think if we can fix that and continue to play a high level inside the field like we were first, second, and third, and tighten up our red zone, we'll get back to being dominant.
Joining you guys on the back end, what interaction have you had with him kind of so far?
Oh, he's been good, man. He's been bringing a lot of energy in the weight rooms and things like that. He talks a lot in the meetings, which I like. He's very he asks a lot of questions, so I think he's going to be fit well. It's going to be great competition right there. Who's going to play? Who's going to be that third safety at the dime? I know Will's gained a lot of experience last year. Sue is going to have a lot of. Get a chance, so you never know what's going to happen. We got four good safeties that I would say that could start, so with Will, Justin, Stewart, and Sue.
Roby said that he came down to Dallas, been working down there with you. Said Langley was there a little bit. Are you taking it on yourself to say, hey, guys, come stay with me and come train with me? Is that how it goes?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll try to get these guys ready for the type of year. A lot of these guys it's going to be Roby's. He's played a lot, but it's different when you got to play every down for a full season. That's a whole nother level. And so I'm just trying to get these guys mentally ready for the season, how long it is at playing a corner, being out there every snap of the play, getting your mind right. That's what our trainer does out there, man. He gets you mentally ready. And just guessing, you don't know what you're going to do every day. Every workout is kind of guessing what you're going to do. So trying to get those guys mentally ready.
Last year to play a little less slot, they bring in Brock, Tremaine. You hoping that maybe there's a little more flexibility with that?
I hope so, man. It's just so hard playing my position. Not a lot of guys can fit in and just play the slot. So if I pray that somebody can come in there and learn it so I can move more outside. I know I can get way more picks out there. It's more, you get to see my coverage skills a little bit more out there. So I kind of flourish. Kind of like what Casey Hayward did. I mean, he was a straight nickel guy, and then they kind of let him flourish. So I think whenever we can find a guy that can learn what I do inside and I can have the responsibility to play outside, I think I'll get way more picks.
What do you think a guy like Langley needs to do this season in order to take that next step?
Oh, man, that's why I brought him out there, man. He just has to continue to get smarter. I think this year he understands the defense better. I think we have with Coach Williams having our defense. He's a great defensive back coach so far. I think that's what he needed last year. So a guy like him that can really explain it to him, really show him, and I think he'll be a lot better this year. He's just mentally would be lame. He has all the physical tools.
And then are there guys this year in the draft that you think are really good, whether it's Fitzpatrick or James?
Oh yeah, I like Fitzpatrick. He's a guy that's gonna play everywhere. I think I don't think he'll have a set position really. I don't know if he can play corner in the league yet, so he'd have to show us that. But I think nickel, safety, everywhere on the field, I think he'll be an impact player. I like one guy. I like dude from Louisville, Alexander. Yeah, I think he's pretty nice at corner. So those are a couple guys I've seen.
What do you think your new quarterback?
I like him, man. I think we played Case probably like twice, I think, in my career. But he was always solid. He doesn't turn the ball over. Everybody I've talked to, the receivers, they're excited about him. They say he throws an easy ball to catch. So, I mean, that's what you want to hear. They haven't said that too many times since Peyton was here about just having that easy catchable ball. So I think they're pretty excited.
You mentioned him limiting turnovers. What's it like for a defense when the offense, like last year, has a lot of turnover? Yeah. You're back on the field quickly when they turn the football over, when you can hopefully not have that this season. How tough was that?
Yeah. Oh, it's tough, man. And I mean, we even dealt with that Super Bowl year, so it's kind of when you deal with that for multiple years and years, it can get frustrating and kind of wear you down. So, but now, I mean, we're trying to come in with a clear vision. Not worry about what the offense is doing at all. Just knowing that if we got to stop them on the five, we got to stop them on the five. And, I think, and that frustration kind of bowled on us and we kind of built up on us in the past couple of years. And then we go out there, our mind's not ready to get a stop. So I think, this year we're just going to go with a clear mind out there and just know that whatever happens, we're going to get that stop.
A few more for Chris. You aren't used to losing around here, especially in your tenure. Is it a reset for you? Is it, have you been humbled and now hungry? What has this offseason been like as you get back to work?
I would say pissed off, man. Just kind of just angry. I mean, this whole offseason I've been mad. I mean, I didn't get the goals I wanted last year, so I'm angry. So my focus is to come back, be all-pro level this year, and get this team back winning. I mean, every year up to the past 2 years, I've been in the playoffs, been chasing Super Bowls. So we don't like having the Chiefs and the Raiders and the San Diego ahead of us in division. We don't like that. We used to have mind control over them, so we want to bring that back.
Would you want a number five pick?
Somebody who's going to come in and play. We need somebody who's going to come in and play now. So whether that be Barkley, Chubb, I don't know. I don't know anybody else. The guard from Notre Dame, one of those three guys. I mean, we know those guys come in and play right now. So not a quarterback right now, I wouldn't say. Because we're trying to win now, man. We don't have time to wait.
Final two, Nikki and then James.
You mentioned that sometimes – you guys weren't on the same page on defense. Was the defense last year a lot different from the one you guys played in the Super Bowl or the year before?
No, it wasn't. It was just we got younger players, guys that haven't played, so they weren't all on the same page with it. And I think kind of teams kind of caught up to what we do. They kind of – I know when you win a Super Bowl, everybody wants to – they try to figure out everything, every offensive play to run against you, and they kind of caught up to us. And we weren't on the same page a lot, so we had a lot of busted coverage. So I think we can eliminate that next year.
Last one, James.
You mentioned kind of what you're looking at in the fifth pick. Is that a conversation you guys have during these workouts when you're talking? Because you don't pick a five very often, and that kind of guy can come in and change your organization pretty quick. You guys just shooting the breeze together. Do you talk about?
Oh, yeah, we talk about it all the time. I mean, that's what you do. You talk football when you come to, come to work. So we want somebody who wants to come in and play. We know that when you pick top five pick, you expect those guys to play for 10 years and be a pro bowler for a couple of years. So that's what we expect out of this pick, and hopefully we get a guy that can be an impact player.
Thank you, Chris.
Yep.